EU ministers meeting in Brussels have failed to reach unanimous agreement on a controversial plan to relocate 120,000 migrants with binding quotas for individual member states. The BBC Brussels correspondent says there is enough support to adopt the plan against the wishes of some central European countries, but the EU will hold further talks in the hope of maintaining unity. Luxembourg's Minister of Immigration and Asylum, Jean Asselborn, said a clear majority of countries had agreed to the scheme in principle.
Les États membres, une grande majorité d'États membres,
a large majority of member states have committed in principle to the additional relocation of a further 120,000 people who deserve international protection as part of these massive migratory flows. The Commission's proposals will serve as the basis for an agreement. The Presidency will consider this work a top priority, and we are aiming for adoption at the Council meeting on October the 8th.
New laws have come into force in Hungary allowing police to arrest and charge migrants entering the country illegally. Police have also sealed a key railway crossing point that had been used by tens of thousands of people to enter the EU from Serbia. The United States says it believes Russia is establishing a military airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman said there had been a steady flow of people and equipment at the airfield near the port city of Latakia in the past week, but he said there was no sign of any fighter planes or helicopters being moved in. A State Department spokesman, John Kirby, said the Russian moves would not help to solve the conflict in Syria.
It certainly appears as though they are continuing to support the Assad regime. What we would like to see is movement towards a political transition in Syria. And we still believe there's an opportunity to pursue that kind of transition in concert with Russian authorities. What will make it incredibly difficult is continued support for the Assad regime from a military perspective.
The European aircraft manufacturer Airbus has opened its first factory in the United States. Michelle Fleury has more.
Airbus is taking on rival Boeing in its own backyard, opening its first ever facility in America. Being in Alabama allows Airbus to deliver its A320 and A321 planes to its US customers faster. Its first order here is going to American carrier JetBlue. And there's another benefit. Alabama is one of the so-called right-to-work states, where local laws make it difficult for trade unions to operate. It's one of the big reasons manufacturers are attracted to such states.
Newly released files show that Argentine soldiers were subjected to abuse and torture by their own superiors during the Falklands War against Britain. Records from Argentina's armed forces contain the testimonies of hundreds of soldiers who fought in the two-month campaign in 1982. The soldiers say they were badly equipped, cold and hungry. BBC News. The Brazilian government has announced spending cuts and tax increases of more than $15 billion as it tries to cut a huge fiscal deficit and revive the troubled economy. The measures include cuts to housing and education programs, which were the backbone of President Dilma Rousseff's re-election campaign last year. Colombia says a Venezuelan military jet has entered its airspace for a second consecutive day. Relations have been tense since Venezuela closed its border with Colombia nearly a month ago as part of an anti-smuggling operation. Leonardo Rocha has more.
The first incident happened yesterday, according to Colombia. Two military jets entered Colombian territory and apparently flew over a military base in the north of the country. Today they announced there was another incident. A plane went 10 kilometers into the Colombian border. The Venezuelan government, Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez, denied the incident and said this is all fabrication aimed at derailing talks between the two presidents.
In the last televised debate in Greece ahead of a general election on Sunday, the leader of the left-wing Syriza party, Alexis Tsipras, has rejected an invitation from his conservative rival to join a coalition government. The interim leader of the centre-right New Democracy party said Greek voters needed a united team to negotiate the terms of the country's latest bailout. State officials in California say 23,000 people have been driven from their homes by two wildfires in the north of the U.S. state, which is suffering from a severe drought. One person has died and others are reported missing. Forestry and fire officials say there are a dozen fires alight, covering a total area of more than 1,800 square kilometres. The Chief Justice of Ghana has spoken publicly for the first time since a corruption scandal engulfed the country's judiciary. Georgina Theodora Wood has promised to take swift and decisive action over 34 High Court and lower court judges accused of taking bribes. That's the latest BBC World Service News.